neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
There's a forbidden animal, it's called chazir, that we're not permitted to have any benefit of it. So now what is called chazir? Rabbeinu Achaim HaKadosh and also Shelah HaKadosh brings Minashon Chozer. What does Chozer mean? That the nature of this special animal will change. Will change. Chazir means lachzor. Lachzor means bargasht. So the nature changes. So now, is that means that you can have chazir?
Not now.
No?
Not that
they've changed. No, it will be exactly the size of the kosher animals. Exactly. Yes.
It will become kosher one day?
That's a question. That Torah never changes, no matter what. But here, what does it mean? That the name of Chazir means lachzor, that the nature becomes the kosher nature. So now, of course, the Torah never changes. The Torah says you cannot have Chazir lol me'at, forever. You cannot have Chazir. But what is this all about? So now, they explain a very beautiful message, and that is, Esav is resembled to the Chazir. Who was Esav? Yaakov's brother. And Yaakov was son of Yitzhak Avinu. And who was their mother? Avinu. So now, so Esav, his brother, he is resembled to Chazir. Why? Because Chazir has a special habit, and that is, he shows his som. He shows that I'm kosher, because he has his split hoofs. So he shows that, you know, I'm okay. But actually he's not okay. But that's what he brags about. Why? Because he's fake. And that's what Esav is all about. He will come and trick his Abba. He says, does Melach, we have to give Maaser? It's a very tricky question. And is it grown from the Adama? It's not, and so on. So now here we see when the Torah Hashem gives us a little quote that this animal is going to lachzor. What does it mean? Because the time is going to come that everyone admits to be fake, it's not worth it. And we all have this nature. You know, it's very interesting in Persian. Sometimes, you know, we see the kid is playing around, right? Doesn't listen. What do they say about him? He is?
Bazigush.
What has anything with the goosh? It's very interesting that in Hebrew, bizayon, you know what bizayon means? Bizayon means tahbir, right? So the bazigush means that his goosh is full of hekarat. So sometimes you say, bache zabuni vatsovat konam, bache zabuni. Why do you say such a thing? Because whatever you tell him, he does his own thing. He doesn't listen. I told you once, twice, three times, four times. English, Hebrew, Persian. But he doesn't listen. But he doesn't listen. Why?
He doesn't want to.
Because he feels if he listens to you, so that means he's listening to you. But he doesn't want to listen to you. Why? Because any time you listen to somebody, that means?
They know more than.
That means you know better than me. And this is the worst thing that can happen to you. That somebody knows better than you. That's why the goosh becomes buzzy. How many times do I have to tell you? So now here, it says the chazir, chozer, right? Because all his life, it was showing his hoof. That, you know, I'm okay, but it's not okay. Then he realizes, I was fake, I was not real, I was ja'ali, qollavi. So the time would come, and he realizes, oh, it's not worth it.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.